Daniel, chapter number 1. Stand with us if you would. We'll read one verse, verse number 8. Verse number 8, and then I want to say a few words out of the Word of God for a few minutes this morning. In Daniel chapter number 1, verse number 8, the Bible said, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence this morning. Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Thank you for your sweet spirit that we're able to feel in our heart. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ that are gathered here in the presence of God, Lord, that's in the midst of us today. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name and agree, Lord, that you'd be in the midst of us. And Father, we come here this morning thanking you, Lord, how for your presence here today. Have your way with us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for these that are bowed with us. I pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power one more time to preach your word. Lord, not with any enticing words of man's wisdom, but with the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We ask you now to go with us and give us the words that we need to say. And what you do for us, we'll praise you and give you the glory for it all. Save some soul this morning. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for just a few minutes on doing right in a wrong world. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes this morning. You know, I don't know why, but for the last couple of weeks, I've just had our world on my mind. And I do realize that the coming of the Lord is soon. It's right upon us. I know that. The Bible teaches us to watch and be ready, for we know not the hour when the Son of Man cometh. When we look around our world and the system of our world, and we look in the background, the devil is working overtime to destroy and to kill and to deceive. That's what he's doing today. He's doing everything he can to tear down what God has built up in our world today. And if it has his way about it, every door in the world would be shut, and we wouldn't have the right to worship God in a public place anymore if the devil had his way about it. But I'm glad this is none of the devil's business right here. They may tell us no, they may tell us to go, but they can never take out of our heart what God put in our heart. Amen. There may come a day where Christianity will be persecuted one more time before Jesus comes. And but I want to be counted among the number of God's people. Amen. And willing to stand through the rough times because God's been good to us during the good times. And but I want to be able to stand in this world. I believe that a Christian still can live godly in an ungodly world. Today, by the strength of God and by the power of his might and the word of God. And the Bible said that we have overcome the devil by the word of our testimony and by the word of God. My friend, listen, I believe today that we can still do right in a wrong world. Our world is wrong today, amen. And sin is running rampant in our society and among people today. And many times has filtered over into the church house. I believe that today. And not many people in the altars anymore repenting. Jesus said, "Lest you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Amen. And so we know that we're to turn away from our sin and to turn toward God. I realize today that the world has many influences on the church and in church today. And I know that it's divided. The Bible said a house divided is not going to be able to stand. We're living in a world today. We live in a country, the United States of America. I've never seen it as divided as it is today. Amen. And how we see that division between how the liberal people and the conservative people. And you see even in the churches the division how today that's come upon how the house of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm glad how that the Lord still has his people. I believe there'll still be faith found when Jesus comes. Amen. And so now how we find Daniel in the Word of God has taken captivity and carried off into Babylon along with many of the children that were in Israel. Babylon had carried them away to influence them to completely do away with their God. And that's what the devil would like to do today. If he could keep the church silent, if he could keep the church doors closed, he'd be glad of it today. And so it was with the Babylonians. They were trying to convert Daniel and the children of Israel and trying to convert them over to worshiping and serving their own gods. But I want you to know Daniel, my friend, found it in his heart to do right in a wrong world. I believe today we'll have the church will face more challenges this coming next year than it has in the past year. And I'm going to tell you today how we'll face them more and more as they begin to dwindle down our freedoms, our freedom of speech, our freedoms in America to be able to live in liberty and justice for all. And I want to say today that the church of the Lord Jesus needs to keep on living right and doing right in the wrong world that we live in. Daniel was a great influence to the rest of Israel in this day. It's always a refreshing to find a person of God, the people of God that's willing to stand in favor with God. Amen. And to stand in fellowship with God. It's a refreshing to see men and women of God to be able to stand for Jesus in this wrong world. What a blessing it is to be a light shining in a dark world. Jesus, when he left here, he commissioned and commanded the church to let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. That's what this is all about. That's what the church is all about. To be a light on a hill, not to have a bushel put over the candlestick, but to let the light shine in a wrong world. Daniel was a great influence in his day, and he does some things in the text that causes us to be strengthened today. First of all, the Bible tells us that his love for God kept his purpose focused. Amen. His love for God. And I'm going to tell you, they may can take the walls away. They may even take the pews in the yard and burn them. But they can never take the love that we have for our Savior away in our heart. Amen. They may cut our heads off. Amen. For our allegiance to Jesus. But they can't get what's in our heart. Hallelujah. Daniel, thank God, had a love for God that he had promised and purposed in his heart that he had never waver regardless of where he was at or regardless of what was going to happen to him. He was willing to fight for what was right in this wrong world. We're influenced by a lot of evil in our world, in our society today. We're influenced, but we have the presence of the Lord Jesus with us everywhere we go. What strengthens us and what gives us courage along the way is this blessed book. Amen. The Word of God will stand when the world's on fire. Amen. What was right in the Word yesterday is right today. Amen. And so we can live right in a wrong world. But his love that he had for God, but his commitment that he had for staying with God was unwavering. The Bible said that he would not, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat, nor with the king's wine. Now it was at a time where these young men were carried away into Babylon, and the king wanted to influence them. That's the reason why he changed their names, and that's the reason why he tried to do away with their God. in their heart and in their mind to get them to worship. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible said when all the kingdom knelt and bowed at Nebuchadnezzar's God, they stood. Amen. You know why they stood? They stood because Daniel stood. Amen. And I want to tell you this morning, how we need a real commitment to God. Amen. A commitment to the house of God. Amen. To His church and to serving the Lord. I want to be a better Christian this next year. Amen. Committed more to the Word of God. Committed more to prayer. Committed more to service and serving the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, the Lord's soon coming. I feel like I'm living in Babylon. I really do. I live in a wrong world, but I serve a right God. Amen. Thank God this morning, doing right in a wrong world. It'll take commitment. Amen. And it'll take loving Him more than anything else in this world. But Daniel said, I purposed in my heart, and he requested of the eunuch, the prince of the eunuch, that he would not drink and eat of the king's meat, nor drink his wine. But he said that what he wanted to do, if he'd just give him just a little bit of pulse. And you know what that is, don't you? That's when they stripped away all the nutrients of everything else and there's nothing left. I'm going to tell you, my friend, to this morning, what Daniel was doing was depending on God for his strength. Amen. And the Bible said that they put them boys up, and 10 days later, they were fairer, amen, and more brighter than all the children in the kingdom because they had understanding. I'm going to tell you, God had taken them because they stayed with God. They was doing right in a wrong world. Amen. Committed to the Lord. But they was faithful to God. Regardless of where they were at, they were taken out of Jerusalem and placed into Babylon. Influence all around them. And they're trying to deceive them. They're trying to brainwash them. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to brainwash them to get them to believing in their gods. And they felt like that if they could continue to keep on after them, that they would soften in their minds and soften in their heart and turn away from their God. It's what they wanted to do. The Bible said that Lot vexed his righteous soul by seeing and hearing. Lot had spent too much time in Sodom and Gomorrah. He had seen too much. He had heard too much, and it vexed his righteous soul. But I want you to see what they're doing to us today. Amen. They're trying to tell us there's nothing wrong with abortion. It's what they're trying to tell us, that a woman has a right to do what she wants to with her own body. But this is a human being in that body. Amen. And I want you to know every birth that's been aborted, amen, is a murder. That's what it is. And they're murdering them little babies by the wholesale. I'm going to tell you, they've got our children, and they take our children, and they're getting them to believe that there's nothing wrong with it. There is something wrong with it. It's sin. It's wrong. Amen. But they'll keep on and on with it. And next thing you know, how we think there's nothing wrong with it, and we don't say nothing about it anymore. Well, what about the homosexual community that we have in our society today? How they just drill that down our throats. Amen. And they tell us that we're going to be forced to accept them as members over at the house of God. Because there's nothing wrong with men marrying men and women marrying women. I'm going to tell you, it's contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you, when Antioch comes up with the idea that we're going to take in those for members, I'm out of here. I don't believe you will. You know better than that. Amen. But society, they'll put it on television. They'll put it on television, and we'll watch it. And before, we'd turn the channel. But now we just watch it, and it'll pass through. And then they'll pop up another one, and it'll pass through. And we'll see, and we'll get to where it don't bother us anymore.
in society, and it gets over into the church. And when the man of God gets up to preach against sin and against same-sex marriage and homosexuality, he's the one that's wrong. I'm going to tell you, church, that's not right. We can live right in the wrong world and stand against sin in this wrong world that we're living in. Just the other day, they glorified a young boy that dressed up like a girl. And they called him brave that he came out to acknowledge that he is a transgender, I guess they call it now. And they glorified him. And many people embrace that behavior. I'm going to tell you, it's sin. But we can stand up against sin. I tell you, don't embrace that, you young people. I know some of you are going to college. I know you're bombarded with that every day. I know y'all, it sickens my heart and breaks our heart when, as grown-ups and parents, and you have to accept that kind of stuff is what they tell you. But just remember, you're just passing through there. Amen. You don't have to embrace that stuff. Stand for what's right and keep on. Keep it on for the Lord. Amen. Daniel was committed and stayed faithful to the Lord and all that he had done there. While, and you know what about that? The Lord honored his faithfulness. Amen. He'll honor your faithfulness this morning. If you'll stand true in your love for God, you'll stand true in your commitment to the Lord. If you'll stand true to your faithfulness to God, it didn't make no difference what they thought about Daniel. He is going to be Daniel. You know, they fussed at him because he prayed three times a day. They said, we'll get him. His prayers are tearing us up. And we're going to get him. And so they make a decree to have anyone killed who is praying to their God. And old Daniel, he just goes right back to his house, raises his window towards Jerusalem, and keeps on praying. Amen. Those Hebrew children, they said, if you don't bow, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. And sure enough, they said, I'll tell you what you do. Throw us in there. Said, if God saves us, well, that'll be great. But if he doesn't, we're still not bowing to your God. And they went in that fiery furnace, heated seven times, hotter than it's ever been heated before. And the Bible said even the ones that threw them in the flames were consumed by the fire. And the Bible said just a little bit, the king looked over in there and said, did we not throw three men in that fire? Said, I see four men and dancing around, hallelujah, and a fourth man like the Son of God, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, just keep on doing right in a wrong world. Lord, deliver us in this time that we're living in this morning. I know there's a lot of temptations out there to change you. I know they are. But stay with God. He was good yesterday, and he's good today, and he'll be good tomorrow. Stay with him. Amen. Just do right in a wrong world. Just listen to their chatter. Everywhere you turn. I mean, when you try to stand for right, they'll treat you like that something's wrong with your mind. It's the way they'll treat you. But you stand on the principles of the Word of God. And I tell you, God's favor will be on you. Amen. They may do what they think they can do to you, but the Lord will get them. Amen. He'll get them. Do right in a wrong world. I know this is a strange day, but it's the last days that we're living in. And we see it everywhere we turn. The deception, the killing, the devil robbing, stealing. Stand firm. There's a solid foundation that we can stand on that'll never crack. Amen. It'll be there today, it'll be there tomorrow. And stand. Staying right in a wrong world. Doing right. I said this morning on the radio, Brother Raymond Cook used to always say, what's wrong with doing right.
Amen.
I believe we can still do right. Peter said we can live godly in this present world.
Yeah.
I believe we can. I do if we'll stay out of the world and quit trying to hook up with the world. I believe we can live godly in this world we live in today and stay true to what God give us and to stand for what's right and to shun the evil and to walk away from the wrong. I'm going to tell you this morning, God's still God and He's still on the throne.
Amen.
Still on the throne this morning. I'd like for us to get a song. Some of you here this morning has been challenged with wrong. In your mind, the devil trying to rob us and convince us there's nothing wrong with this. If it's wrong here, it's wrong out there. If it's wrong in here, it's wrong out there. Amen. If it's right here, it's right. The Lord doesn't compromise with us. They've been a many of folks wish that they could take the Word of God and take their life and mold the Word of God to their way of living. You can't do that. We got to line up with this. Amen. Let's stand this morning.